now, you can't even build a new house that's not even already established in agriculture.
Yeah. Until you know a fucking municipal bylaw and all these guys, and then you make a deal with the guy.
You can build a cob house on agricultural land and make it look like it's been there for 50 years.
On the market, because of the bylaw, it's worth a buck a foot, or whatever, not even, like, no, a buck would be too much, like 5 cents square foot.
Yeah, it's 5,000 an acre.
So whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but as prime commercial land, it'd be worth, like, I don't know, 500 times more.
Oh, God, right, man.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, so if you could turn that commercial, you could sell that property and buy like fucking 2,000 acres in the woods.
Well, that's what they did in the mud when they built that.
Woodsville?
Yeah, they built the mud.
Okay.
And it didn't contribute, it wasn't like for commercial reasons or whatever. If you were in the fight, you could have had that probably in your life.
Well, I mean, we can do better than a water park. We can do music better. Well, that's what we just had in Hershey.
Bonnie told me we wanted to go, but I had like crazy migraines, so I ended up not going.
I'm the over brain strategist that, you know, can't deal.
Well, see, that's a bit of a reason why I haven't worked for anybody in like, God, 10 years. I've always worked for myself because I do have chronic migraines because I've been in the AI. It's kind of hard to keep a fucking 9-to-5 type job when you got to be there every day to the team, and sometimes you're 2 weeks fine and then you get a pounding migraine that you just want to smack your head against the wall for 4 days in a row.
If you got downtime, that's kind of, you know, we can always work with that, right? You know, it's like,
when I'm up and running, okay. I love to be up and running when I'm done. To do that as a work? No.
No?
No. I'd like to help people out. Make them aware, yes.
So help them out. It's always my question. Who's the right guy to do that? If you don't want to do that, well then I have to do something for you that I don't want to really do. That's a good trade-off.
How can I put it in a way? I'm willing to put time to somebody that's devoted and wants to act responsibly. Not for personal gain.
I disagree. The volunteering shit, you know, Bonnie's like doing a depression because of that shit.
No, for that I fully agree.
Yeah.
But let's say...
We're not talking about volunteers.
No.
We're talking about trade, barter, whatever.
Yeah, fully.
But I wouldn't want you to do something that you're not comfortable doing. For me, I've done construction contracts for 20 years, 10 years, anyway, about. And I can do them, but I'd rather not. But you wouldn't want anybody else. So that's something I can do, but I would do it for my benefit, not just for somebody else paying me to do it.
See, I'm the type, let's say, community standards, let's say, to invest my time, get paid or exchanged with it, but I have also no problem taking what I have in exchange and putting it right back in the
pocket. Yeah, it's all relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you have with Earth.
Yeah.
In exchange, you know, for love and agreements and blah, blah, blah. And
well, see,
hopefully you don't have to do the little piece of paper, okay, now I'm going to touch you because, you know, that's the only unfortunate thing. It's too much contract. Like illegal. As a human being, I don't need that.
Well, see, that's a good example.
That's a big identity protecting a lot of people that are low-geared. Like, you know, like, I'm dealing with this guy because this guy is fucking hot. He's a corporation, he knows his cost, and he's making money for you. Just, like, I think that we're smart enough, enough people that want to get out of the system that we can just take over the system. You know, like, not even have to fight it. Just use what's being evolved till now and just let's do it our own way.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore those fucking guys, you know.
I see Meaner is a good example. I mean, for years we have a tight vision. We pretty much want the same things in life and this and that. And instead of dealing like everybody else around the world does,
hey,
let's do anything, everything individually. Well, we decided to, like, hey, let's combine our efforts and make this work for the both of us. And
but we're not dating. I mean,
yeah,
we're
not dating,
friends.
By the way.
We just support each other, and we just help each other out. We've been best friends for 15 years, and we're like, hey, might as well live together.
Mais tu as vu, tu sais, documentation, juste te donner un exemple. Roommate, and we just have goals, and we want to live the same way, so
yeah.
Let's combine our efforts and make this
work. Do you have a girlfriend?
Nope.
No.
You
have a boyfriend, so.
I'm not interested in dating.
Satisfy that need, though?
It's none of your fucking business.
Know where your mind's at.
This is an example. So this paperwork one.
We've been loading you into that part, you know.
Well,
it's just because you're feeding me the question.
Just an example paperwork wise. Just to give you an example paperwork wise. For my notice of understanding from when I wanted to dissociate my person from my physique being, I started putting together my notice of understanding. So far, my notice that I am sending, so far,
that's where the whole system breaks down.
Six pages long, and I'm about a quarter done.
Yeah, that's where the whole system breaks down. Because if you have to have 24 pages of explanation on a piece of paper to claim your own rights, then you must be doing something wrong.
No.
You shouldn't be putting it in another piece.
No,
that's
no.
Why I like the corporation, because
no.
The corporation.
The only reason it's that long, dude, the only reason that it is that long is to be sure that none of their statues and none of their things can come and bite me up the ass later. So I'm making sure that everything's on
just
there.
Just say, I'm my corporation.
The infrastructure of a corporation.
Once I'm done, I'll make you guys read
it's
it.
It's the most efficient thing.
Yes. It's the legal. We have to call this corporation something else. Can we call it a network?
Gee, that's good.
It is. I call it net.work. That's all it is.
Cool. Alright, so this network. You know,
it's not a social network, it's working.
Yeah, it's a.
It can be social, it can be through Facebook, whatever. It's just our work. If I have to rely on the computer to do my work, well, I rely on simplicity. Or else, I don't. I rely on somebody that relies on simplicity. So the guy on top, he's the guy you want to represent you. So you only elect one person to represent 100, maybe. So keep it at that, you know. And the old one, he trumps.
Apart from when they're fighting for the only one female in the group, yeah, not too often.
No.
You're saying the Smurfs make a good social contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a tribe, or as a... If you have 100 person, within your extremity, that's quite sufficient. You know, like, for me, I'm trying to keep it down to 20, you know, 10.
Another example. The reason why, let's say, my notice of understanding and claim of right is going to be that long, I want to be sure nothing comes and bites me up the end. And I am not going to be doing fucking 2,000 claims. I'm doing one piece of paper
I'll give
that's
you
going
a
to
challenge.
Cover
you
all
you
the
want
claims.
A challenge? I'll
my
give
fee
you a
schedule
challenge.
When I get pulled over for nothing, my fee is going to be $500 an hour if I'm just being bidding question and I don't consent to that. If I get handcuffed or if I get arrested, it's $2,000 an hour. They will be notified of that. That will be my claim, and the notary public will secure that money if I do
get
fucked around.
I have to get beat up by the cops.
Oh, that could be pain.
Because I'm not afraid of cops. It all it seems is people afraid of the system trying to get out of the system. The oppressed. It's an oppressed way to try to resolve a specific way to get out of the system. You gotta be oppressed to think.
I don't want to get out of the system, I just want to make it work
so
for me.
You gotta feel oppressed. Right, that's where
you feel like you're digging up. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Feeling like you're digging up.
Yeah.
Right? But that's a small percentage of people who understand they're actually digging up. That's the problem. We're a very few.
But see, let
very, very few.
Just some examples. Many of my problems are I can say there's handfuls and handfuls that are just waiting for the day that the paperwork are done and that they can visually see that holy shit this works and they're in the truck. Somebody's gotta fucking do it for them to see.
And I agree. And
it's like an old deal, the second somebody sees that an old deal works,
think about it, you know,
tons of people are gonna do it.
You say, okay, first I can give you a low deal right to where you live or your car or whatever, you know, whatever. And the other one, I can give you your worth to relate to society, okay? So that it doesn't mean I have to give up everything. I just say, well, you're in charge now, and I'm going to attend, you know? So it makes it a lot simpler. I'm still paying taxes, so I don't feel like I'm cheating the system. It's just I have another guy representing me.
Well, you can choose the taxes you pay.
And I actually
pay the taxes to the municipality that helps you out.
Yeah, but you don't
want to
deal with these guys. You don't
want
to deal with these guys.
That's
where the corporation, it allows you to build your own system. You know? And if you agree, and I agree, and we both agree, and we keep on agreeing, then it will be profitable, and everybody will join.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be 6 billion people saying under this corporation. For me, I'm designing the last mega corporation.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to just give. Now, right now, I have
100%.
You know, you guys come
Ron in. Menar, he's been trying to do his free man on the land society for the past, 10, 15 years? The only thing he's doing is trying. He hasn't put anything into play. He hasn't really started anything. So
he doesn't have a family on the line either.
No. Oh, and you say, who would you put time in showing allodials and doing papers and this and that? I just got to meet you guys. But right now, I would have faith and I would trust that if my time would be better spent doing this with you guys than a shitload of my friends that I've known for 20 years.
Good, look, and then he's contact on and he goes, well, yeah, I did an interview with him.
Yeah. He's a radio. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you,
she,
too.
Yeah, she's a media personality.
Oh, okay, I think he's...
I said that example, and I said come to a start, and it just kept, I need an organizer. I can't take organizing.
Alright,
Men is good for that. I need an organizer. Men is good for that. Because if I had an organizer and an agent, I could be making millions here, so I could make enough money to have a couple million dollars
right now, that's probably what I'd end up doing, buying a couple of the land and be like, here,
bring this,
for the rest of your life and not have to sleep. Like, I love working, as long as I work to live and not live to work.
I'm gonna offer this guy something he hasn't looked at yet. I'm sure you're still thinking about the end, maybe not. But he went into biology. I went into architecture. He thought biology was not the way to go, music, blah, blah, blah. And I thought architecture was not the way to go. Originally, I wanted to probably go into biology, and I don't know if you ever thought about art, you know, or whatever.
No, art, music, what is it?
Music, yeah. The difference, yeah. So we both denied our first sense for the second one, and we both realized that the second choice
is a better one.
Well, your second choice allows me to, I can teach you and you can teach me.
True. Yeah, there is, yeah. I guess there's no grass being learning.
Yeah.
You know, lawn plants and sports, so.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Where are we heading? We're going to need a bit of everything.
First
so.
Of all, like, there is no destiny. We are all part of the fucking evolution of life.
We came from the same spot and going back to the same spot in the end.
Every situation is only to make you learn about the next situation that's going to happen.
I've learned in this life, I've learned in the past life, and the past one. And
it's a hard thing for me to, you know, I was an atheist. I claimed I was an atheist. And because of quantum and science, the only thing that fell true is effort. It's hard.
Well,
I'd be
fooled because it manipulates you into being.
See, that's the thing I'm tired of, getting manipulated left, right, and center.
Well, you manipulated from your heart, so I kept asking myself the question through every time. It's like, why would I, you know, like, here's the easy path, here's the hard path, you know, I could take the easy path, I would be good at it, but, you know, I think I could learn more from, you know, jump in the bad path, you know, so I become the obsolete guy who shouldn't be there, but he knows why he's fucking there, because he jumped head first into it, you know. I planned my ex-girlfriend, or my I made her bring me to court because I didn't want to be bothered to call a lawyer and blah blah blah. So anyway, it would cost me so much and not that much.
What's happening with that? You're fighting the husband?
I'm just fighting to have her off my back. Really? I already have her. I don't have them every day, but that's okay. I find myself that I would act differently, like my MAL, you know? Okay, I don't make them smoke a joint, but I won't really hide or pretend that it's not happening.
Let's expose our kids to what the world is. Yeah.
Starting sending them to a school where
it's a miracle plant. There's so many good things you can do with that. Being perceived as a bad thing, but it's so hard.
You off the drugs, and they must have lied, they had to lie about it for you to be so innocent at your age.
Well, actually, no.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
By looks, I'd say, 30-ish.
Okay. Yeah, 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't bother you.
Mm-hmm. You're
30-ish? 30.
I'm 30-ish,
too. 30 in this life, anyways. How many lives have you had?
I'm going on 40 this year. That's why it's got to be the best. I'll, I didn't want to have a party, but now because I'm with you, it says, okay, well, maybe you can have one.
When is the date again?
August 30th.
Okay. Cool.
Lions.
See, good things and bad things? My body gave me migraines because I've been this high, but good side of it, I know the good part of human anatomy. I can massage like a living crab. And why? Because I had migraines all my life. If I wouldn't know, I wouldn't know all of that. Am I a good massager? Not a good side, Ju.
It's almost 2 o'clock. Yeah, I'm gonna have to head home.
Really?